Normally, I would talk about geocaching, but if I did, my whole team would groan at me and throw tomatoes, etc. So I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about a little project we're running in Bradford, Curriculum ICT team, and it's using Kindle. So first of all, can you tell me in here, please? Oops. Oh, no.
Oh,
hands up those people who have got a Kindle, first of all. Okay. Opinions about your Kindle compared to paper. Yes, no, maybe. Yeah. Why?
Portable.
Sorry?
You can carry more on it.
Carry more on it? Any other ideas? Access more stuff, access books quickly, etc. Yeah. Well, I got this before Christmas, 2 days before Christmas, from the boss in the team. He said, I want you to run a project. Take this home and see what you think about it. And Chris Mayo, who's here today, and I sat together, and Chris has got very firm opinions about Kindles. We came up with some ideas. We thought we could use it as a placemat for coffee. Sorry, Mark, I didn't really do this. As a good Catholic altar boy, I thought you could use it as a candle snuffer. That's an electric candle, Mark. Or I thought you could use it to prop up a chair leg. So, it's a grey piece of plastic. It doesn't have any swipiness or anything. It's I thought it was rubbish, to be honest. So I put the opinions out on Twitter. I put a quick poll. Please reply with, I love my Kindle, or it's paper every time, or I'm not sure, and use that hashtag, TMKindle, and please retweet. So I put it out to my 1,735 followers at the time. And these are the opinions I got back. 42% said, I love my Kindle. 11% said I use the Kindle app, 26% said I'm not sure, 16% said paper every time, and what was worrying was 5% said I love James Langley. And that wasn't my girlfriend, that was a technician in Leicester, I think it was. Yeah. Right, Mike. But that was a bit of fun. There's only 18 people answered, so. But I took it home, and just within two nights of using it, I got it, because normally I just read on holiday. That's where I read. I'm not an avid reader. I used to be when I was younger, but just don't really at all. When I got this home, the screen was absolutely superb. It's the new version without the keyboard, etc. So it's nothing fancy. I think they're £80 now. Because it's not backlit, it doesn't hurt your eyes as much. It's really quick. I'm OCD with cleanliness, so I don't have loads of books hanging around the house. It's just a brilliant device, and it's so easy to use. Just stupid things like, if you're lying in bed reading, you've got left and right hand buttons, so you just turn over, and you're fine. So, I was told, do a Kindle project. We're going to give you 6 Kindles, stick them in a school, 1 MiFi device, like a little 3G dongle, 1 term, measure the impact. Okay? So, what I decided with the school was, we did a staff meeting to introduce the devices, and there was people there, arms folded, no, paper every time for me, I'm not doing this, it's new technology. Within 20 minutes, this gentleman, older gentleman at the staff meeting, was absolutely taken by, oh, there's a dictionary, oh, it can do, oh, look, I can read it now, you can make the text bigger. If any project, staff have got ownership of the project, they've got to have ownership of the project. People don't like being told what to do. You've got to allow them to decide what to do. So that's what we did. We had to decide whether we were going to measure attainment versus attitudes towards reading, which is really hard in a one-term period. So we allowed them to decide that, and they must blog about it, absolutely must. Is that okay, David? Brilliant. And we were to give 1.5 days of support. So this is what they decided. We decided with the staff to do a paper versus Kindle review with the children. We gave the children the twits, Roald Dahl, on paper-based, and the twits on the Kindle. The children wrote reviews on that and see how they liked it compared. We then gave them, using Poll Daddy, a reading attitude survey using the Ofsted criteria questions about reading. We are going to measure the attainment, whether we can pinpoint whether Kindles have made a difference from that one term, I don't know yet.
How's his time?
Yeah, I'm nearly there. What we also found out, and I was talking to the guys at Vital today and discussing this with them, is that you can write for the Kindles. If Kindles accept Microsoft Word documents and accept PDF, so, and each Kindle has got its own email address. So if you've got a set of six and send the Word document to one Kindle, it spreads them out across the whole set. So this school brilliantly set up a Comenius project. So they've got children in French and German schools writing chapters of the story each time, much like the quad blogging idea, going from school to school to school. They send the document to each other, and then the next school puts the illustrations to that chapter, next school writes a chapter, etc. It's working absolutely brilliantly. I'll tweet out the blog in a little while. Thank you very much. Hope you found that interesting.